Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Tell me then, when way back in the 50s, when you got interested in, when you were interested in Indians' fishing rights, before it was fashionable to be so, what triggered that?
I read a book called Indians of the Americas, and I, after reading the book, realized that I knew nothing about the American Indian, and that everything that we are taught about the American Indian is wrong. It's inaccurate, and our school books are hopelessly lacking. Perhaps criminally lacking in revealing what our relationship was with the Indian. When we hear, as we've heard throughout all our lives, no matter how old we are, that we are a country.
Remember one thing, if you know how to go out of the Pal Talk room,
We be live at 12 o'clock on Pair Talk, and now we are switching over and letting Blog Talk come into camp number one. So we live. Yahweh be with y'all. So Yahweh be with y'all. Class already been in session over 2 hours.
That's just doing for the word. Romans? Is that what I'm looking for?
Luke chapter 6,
We call her, what's call her name?
Brother Titus.
That you said Luke chapter 6?
Yeah. 46, 47, and 49.
Luke chapter
6.
6, 46.
46, 47, and 49.
So Luke chapter 10, verse 46 to 49?
47 and 49.
47 and 49. Luke chapter 6, verse 47. Whosoever cometh to me and hear my saying, and doeth them, I will show unto you whom he is like. That's 48. He's like a man.
47. He
read
46.
Okay, Luke 6, 46. Luke chapter 6, verse 46 to 49. If I call me Yahuwah, Yahuwah do not the things which I say. 47. Whosoever coming to me and hear my saying and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 48. 48. It's like a man which buildeth in a house and digging deep and lay the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house. It could not shake it, for it was founded upon the rock.
We want to get Yahuwah said, you not now go back, read me when he said do what?
49.
We need straight on the do it Torah instruction. We get right to the point so we get back to rolling.
Okay, I'm gonna read still Luke chapter 6.
Read that verse back up when Yahuwah the Son said do what?
Okay, Luke chapter 6. Verse 47. Whosoever cometh to me.
You got it in your hand. What
do you say? Luke chapter 6, verse 47. Whosoever cometh to me and hear my saying and doeth them,
mm-hmm.
I will show you to whom he is like.
Okay. So let's see what what we got to do in the book of 1 John. Matter of fact, we go to Revelation chapter 22 and verse number 14. Let's see what he has to say, Brother Titus, this prayer is seen. All
right, inside prophecy.
Yeah, what do you say we got to do?
Revelation 22, verse 14.
Yes, sir.
That's all they do is first five books, four instructions.
Slow down. Say that again. Make sure we emphasize this what goes on. When you do what Yahuwah says, what do you say we got to do?
Bless.
Blessed
are they that do this command.
Uh-huh.
Five books or instructions.
Uh-huh.
That they may have the right to the tree of life.
Mm-hmm.
And may enter into the gate instead of the city.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say, just to add a little bit some on to that? I just had some in the book of Mother Eve. Give me chapter 3. Verse number 7 of 1 John. First John chapter 3, verse number 7. And if, then we're going to get back rolling to that, remember, we got to do something. We got to do the Torah instruction. He said, you blessed if you do them. Yahuwah the Son said, you do his words, do his sayings. Then we come to find sayings in the Torah instruction, right? But, let's 1 John chapter 3, verse number 7.
1 John chapter 3, everybody got it.
Hallelujah.
We got
a few
more seconds, First John chapter 3. We're going to pick it up at verse number 7. Mm-hmm. All right, you there? All right, 1 John chapter 3, verse number 7. Take off.
1 John chapter 3, verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteous is righteous, even as he is righteous.
Uh-huh. And we're going back to the basics. What is the biblical definition of righteous that he said that he that doeth right is right? So what you should be doing if you're righteous? You're going back to the basics?
Okay.
Might give us a biblical definition of what righteous is.
Psalm 119, 142,
147. Take off. And I'm going to need one more. We got a, that's number two. Now, that could be a two or three, but let me get a number one, two after that.
What he said about
it.
What is righteous.
Hallelujah. Cool. Can I bring that out? Took that bid, but then we need another one after that. 119. Remember, we're still in Bible study. We're still studying and learning. So let's see what the biblical definition of righteous is. Can I bring it out? Bust out, took that bid.
Psalms 119, verse
142.
Mm-hmm. And 144.
Bring it on out. You got a biblical definition of right?
172.
Yeah, brand new three, hallelujah, why?
Mm-hmm.
It's an act.
Psalms 119, 142. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your Torah instructions is true.
Remember, leadership, what boldness said, I got something. You raise your hand up, I got something. Boldness, I got something. You got something, Brother Titus?
Yes, sir.
Okay, come on. You got
something. All right, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25 reads, this should be our righteousness. We observe to do all these commandments. First five books or instructions before Yahweh, our Yahweh.
Now, when you read those verses, now you know you got no guesses that word. Did anybody else
see
it besides you?
I missed it. I ain't did.
That's the same group spirit we just had a minute ago. Now you got new guesses in, and that probably was nowhere near that verse, and you just took off.
Mm-hmm. Well, Deuteronomy,
you have to look around and see if everybody's there. Y'all see if everybody's there, take off.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. It's the number one.
All right, your brother, is his brother down from there?
Not yet.
Yeah. But we don't took off already, so who we be?
Okay, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Wow, we got
our brother
Brother Yancey Israel, you there? Who are we being? Who are we being ourselves? We got over 700,000 on the international side. Who are we being?
Hallelujah,
one. 620. That's what we got to do. Remember, we are our brother's keepers.
That's right.
We don't leave nobody behind. We're going to get our James 5:20.
That's right.
Before we take off reading the verse, we make sure we peek around. Is everybody there?
That's right.
Neither have defiled his name with his wife, neither have come near to a ministry's woman, and have not oppressed any, but have restored to the depth of his pledge, have swore none by violence, have given his bread to the hungry, and have covered the naked with a garment. He that has not given forth upon usury, neither have taken any increase, that have withdrawn his hand from infancy, have executed true judgment
between man and man. His hand for what?
Iniquity.
Iniquity.
What is never made?
Sin.
Sin. Thank you.
Okay. Judgment between man and man, have walked in my statutes and have kept my judgment to deal truly. He is just. He shall surely live, says the Yahuwah.
Everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live.
Mm-hmm.
verse 142.
172.
My tongue shall speak of your words.
Mm-hmm.
For all your
commandments. Read that in.
For all your commandments are righteousness.
So all his laws, his commandments are righteousness. Hallelujah. Did you say you had a deuce on the table?
Yeah.
B.C.
B.C.
B.C. Israel.
Can you read where you were at in Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20 to 22?
Ezekiel, what chapter?
18.
Okay, you want to add on to that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
22.
all said and done, what the price we're going to pay
according to
Converted, that your sins may be blotted out.
Yeah.
blotted out.
So you can have your sins blotted out, but you got to do what?
You got to repent.
You got to repent. So you got that, and that's what you got to tell your loved ones. The door is open for you to repent. Now, it ain't over because you got, as long as you heard it, that means you still alive. So you got an opportunity to do what?
which have wrought his judgment, seek righteousness, seek meekness.
Seek righteousness and seek meekness. Now, precept that to Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 22, down to verse 35, for Titus. So everybody there?
Yes.
Go on to Hebrews chapter. Now, Paul was invited to the great big southern temple called the Temple of Yahweh, the southern kingdom. So Paul would address all the Israelites that was in the southern kingdom on the right side of the book in 10, 22 down to verse 35. Let's see what he says.
Everybody there?
Hallelujah.
And what you want to hear is a hallelujah. We're going to 10,
chapter 10.
Take it out of verse 26.
22 to 26.
Then go down to 35 to 39.
And
35, make sure everybody's there first. We'll make sure everybody's there first.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 10. Hallelujah. Everybody up there?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
23 and 26 of the book of Job. We get a precept, we're coming right back
You said 20, book, Job 22 and what?
23 down to verse 26. Get a precept on something. We painted a picture of what we just came out of. We just painted a picture. And when you're there, Brother Johnson, put a mark on where you're leaving from, where you can put it back over there. Keep an eye on it, that young line. Make sure you got a mark in to put it back over to it when we get back. You'll not be bumming around trying to find
things. Make sure you put your mark where you left from. All right. Make sure you have your mark.
Then we'll flip back to it after we get your precept out of the way.
Right. Make sure you have your bookmark on Hebrews and flip back.
Right. Then we're going to flip back to Hebrews after we get a precept. We'll get a precept, then we're going to flip back to it.
Okay, there you go. That way you... Hallelujah, Fua. Hallelujah, Fua.
All right.
Let's get that precept there. 22, 23 down to verse 26. See, this is how you're going to build a nation. Listen real good. See, Paul is quoting Job Ishikar's boy. In the 22nd chapter of Job, 23 out of verse 26. What do you say that, young man?
The book of Job, chapter 22. We read 23 all the way down to 26.
Listen good.
The book of Job, chapter 22, verse 23 reads, if you return to the Almighty Yahuwah.
Now, if you return to the Almighty Yahuwah,
you shall be built up.
You're going to be what?
Built up.
See, you're going to be built up. See, when you turn to Yahuwah, our job is to do what?
Build you up.
We're not here to tear you down. We're trying to get our blessings. We know we got to do what again?
Build you up.
Build you up. Go ahead.
You shall put away sin.
You shall put away sin.
Far from your temple.
Far from your body.
Verse 24. Then shall you lay up gold.
Yeah, you're going to lay up some gold.
And dust. And the gold of Ophir.
Better than the gold of Ophir. Go ahead.
And the stones of the brook.
Yes.
25.
What?
Yes. The Almighty Yahuwah.
The Almighty Yahuwah.
Should be your defense.
Oh, so now you're going to call the Almighty Yahuwah in for your what?
Defense.
Your defense.
And you shall have pity, plenty of silver.
And then you will have plenty of spiritual silver.
That's right.
And you'll get the world of silver too. But you first got to get the spiritual first. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Verse 26, read.
What?
For then shall you have your delight in the Almighty Yahuwah.
Then you have your delight in the Almighty Yahuwah.
And shall lift up your faith unto Yahuwah.
Then you lift up your faith to who?
Yahuwah.
And Yahuwah is of the living. He's not of the dead.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
So when you lift your faith unto Yahuwah, you try to talk to the living.
The living.
I see you all with your head always down all the time. I know you're not talking to Yahuwah. You're talking to the dead. You're talking to them things. But with your head lifted up, we know you're talking to Yahuwah.
Is that what we're
reading? All right, good enough. Come on back here, Brother Titus. So all we're going to do is record it and flip back over to what we left off at. All we got to do is flip back over. We got a mark in there. Yes, sir. Put it back over.
All right. Book of Hebrews. I'm at chapter 10. I'm at the middle of verse 25.
You're all good. Get that word. Get that word. Don't worry. We got that covered.
All right, everybody back to Hebrews.
Hallelujah.
All right. And so, much. The more as you see the day approach.
Go first, yes.
And then back to Hebrews chapter 10.
So we know this thing getting short. That's why you see so much stuff going on. You say, go read that verse again.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25.
Listen.
And so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Yep.
Verse 26.
Yep.
But if we sin willfully.
If we sin willfully.
You know what?
After that that we have received the knowledge of the truth.
Oh, I know what he's saying, but I got to do my own thing. I know what he's saying, but I'm going to say it willfully. I know what he's saying, but I got to do it willfully. Go ahead.
After that, we receive the knowledge of the truth.
So now, once you know the truth of the matter, right? I know it, Lord. Yes, I know the Sabbath day when the sun set on Friday, sun set on Saturday. I know that. Yes.
There remains no more sacrifice for sin.
That means you have nothing coming in Yahweh, verse 27.
Verse 27. But a certain fearful looking for judgment.
But you got a soul fearful looking for judgment.
And fiery indignation.
So you will be in a fiery indignation.
Which shall devour the adversary.
We shall devour you. So he's saying, if you're not going to play it by his rules, your end going to end up in the lake of fire, and the vessel spirit turning you over in that fire, drop kicking you in the fire. That's going to be your ending when you back and do him, when you were created to do what he got written. Because the children of Israel said, we're not going to read. He said in Exodus chapter 20, all that you said we're going to do. Repeat again in the 5th chapter of Deuteronomy, in the 6th chapter, all you say we gonna do and be obedient. So you said all this as your forefathers and mother said. So now you're on the clock. So Yahweh saying, do the things that pleases me. The world take care of itself, but the world gonna pass away. Now get down to verse 35 to 39. Listen good.
Hallelujah.
Book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 35 to 39.
Listen good.
Chapter 10, verse 35.
Listen good.
Cast away, therefore, your confidence.
Don't cast away your confidence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which had great recompense of reward.
You got reward when you try and you do the will of Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Verse 36. We have need of patience.
You got to have patience.
Hallelujah.
After you have done the will of Yahweh.
After you have done the will of Yahweh. Hold that point. What is this will, Moses? What is this will? Put your marker there and run to Psalm 40, verse 8. What is his will? After you have done his will, put a marker there. And we go on and find out what is the Almighty will here by going to Psalm 40. Verse 8. What is this will that we can read? Moses 40, verse 8. What is this will?
Lord, chapter 40, verse 8.
Yeah, what is this will?
You got it.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 40, verse 8. I delight to do thy will, O my Yahweh. Oh my Yahweh, yea, the law is within my mind.
So what is this will of Mother?
The law.
Will?
The law.
The law. The first five books. That's when you can call on him. If you're doing his will, his will is the first five books. So Mother, see, read his will and Leviticus 23, verse 3. Read his will. See, when you're doing his will, then you set call on him. What is his will in Leviticus 23, verse 3? What is his will? Then you can call on tonight already. Romans 2,
verse 3. Leviticus. Chapter.
So what is his will? Leviticus 23, verse 3. What is his will?
Leviticus chapter
23, verse 3. What is his will?
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 3.
Yeah, we try to find out what his will is.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 3. Verse 3. 6 days shall work be done.
So you got 6 days to do your week.
But the 7 days.
But the Friday night, the Saturday night.
Is the Sabbath of rest. Of rest. And righteous gathering.
And a righteous gathering. So what the dictator say, I'll give you 6 days to do whatever you got to do. But on the Saturday, when the sun set on Friday night, when class starts at 7 o'clock here, as you check for Yahweh, and the return class at 2 o'clock set.
He shall do no work.
You put all that work to the side. Go ahead.
Therein, it is the Sabbath of the Yahweh.
Oh, it's the Sabbath of the Sixth Anointed Captain.
Yahweh. Of
Yahweh. Yahweh, your creator. This is his day. Go ahead.
In all your dwellings.
And I don't care where you at on the face of the earth. You break down from every day you do in the world and keep the Sabbath day, Friday night, Saturday night, righteous gathering.
Mm-hmm. Right. You see where you're going to be your
clothes? I had a nice day here. I learned a lot.
Hallelujah.
Thank y'all for y'all power, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So I got to do my duties. I'm here. Even if I ain't here in the flesh, I'm here in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
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 You got no pleasure.
Hallelujah.
No pleasure, no pleasure in you.
Hallelujah.
You draw back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, now.
Israel, Anybody else? Go to James chapter 5, verse 20.
You need some help. Jay.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. All right, Brother Foster Israel.
Brother Foster Israel. Yeah.
Okay, Sister R.L. Foster Israel.
You ready, bro?
Back on the right track.
That's right.
Okay, go back to the first five books.
keeping the Sabbath day. Then all them, it will hide. You won't even remember your sin. You won't remember your sin. Let's get a verse on that. You won't remember your sin. Let's get a verse on that. I'm coming back. Let's go to the book of Hebrews. Go to the book of Hebrews. If you get a sinner on the right track, you go to the book of Hebrews.
Hallelujah.
Alright. We're going to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10. We're going to Hebrews chapter 10.
Okay.
Hebrews chapter 10. Read out verse 16.
That's a weird use.
Now give me Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. Give me Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. That's what I want. You go to the book of Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. If you get a person on the right track, that means you will have a multitude of your sins. What's that supposed to mean? You go to the book of Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12.
Are they children?
Got the babies over here.
They're
ready to go,
man. Hallelujah, boy, too. Okay. Somebody always look out for them every now and then. I like that.
Hallelujah, boy. All right.
Happy Matthew 23.
Matthew, chapter 19, verse 23 reads.
I said Matthew chapter 23.
Hallelujah.
Verse 8.
Matthew chapter 23, verse 8. Routine is reading.
Hold on, make sure everybody there.
Hallelujah.
Matthew 23, verse
8. Call me Master and Yahuwah. Let me read it again. He called me Master.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh.
All right.
And you say, well.
Mm-hmm.
For so I am.
So I am.
14. If I then, your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh.
And Master. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Have washed it, your feet. Ye also ought to wash one another's feet.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's where that Master is. That's where that Master is. All right.
Let's Matthew. He comes back to Matthew chapter 19. Back to Matthew chapter 19.
Oh my God.
Back to Matthew chapter 19. He's at verse 16.
We're coming back to
Matthew 19. Yeah, we just have two steps to come back to Matthew 19. Okay, Matthew chapter 19. Go ahead. You're coming. Yeah, make sure that your bookmark. You come back to Matthew chapter 19.
What verse? Matthew 19 and what verse?
Verse 16.
Verse
16. Write it down. All right. Everybody there, buddy Z and buddy E?
Hallelujah.
Check on that brother Josh, man. Get them straight away.
Hallelujah. All right.
Love the road.
Matthew chapter 19. Verse 16. Matthew chapter 19, verse 16. Go ahead.
Matthew chapter 19 and verse 16. Read. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master. What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
Ask my master question. What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Hallelujah. Verse 17. And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? Don't give me credit on calling me good. Go ahead. There is none good but one.
That is Yahweh.
Okay, what Yahweh is it?
The Father.
Okay, let's be clear about that. Make sure you put him in there. Go ahead.
Yahweh the Father.
Okay, go ahead.
But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandment.
I mean, keep the commandment. Keep the law. The first five books.
Hallelujah.
Four instructions. If you want life.
Hallelujah. For us.
All right. Hold on. Let me get it up. On that good real quick.
Mm-hmm. Let me pop one in for you. You, Brother Foster, Israel, Flavor, y'all got to do. You try Deuteronomy. You want to try number 10. Verse number 13.
Hallelujah.
Let's see what he said over here about the good.
That's right.
But he did say something about there's no one good but Father, right? Okay. But hold your position, Brother Prophet. Let's get to help me to help out a little bit here, too. Yeah, but before you take off, brother, we're going to go to But before you take off, I want you to take off yet. Everybody hold your spot there, because you're coming there right after, help me give us this Psalms 100, verse 5. Yeah, let everybody get there first. And then when everybody get a hallelujah, wow, y'all take off back to back. Get a duet going on here.
Hallelujah,
wow.
Yeah, 100, right?
100, verse 5. That's 100.
So you said do one machine. He said
football. We're going to the book of Psalms, chapter 100. And we're going to read verse number 5 first. And then after that, after Aria Israel, her Yahuwah going to take off next. He's going to come right in behind her with that Deuteronomy 10, 13.
Hallelujah.
What about you, Brother John?
Hallelujah.
Everybody ready to roll? Hallelujah. You say hallelujah. I don't see no face there. Look at you. Like what it sound, huh? I got you. Uh-huh. You good over there? All right. Hey, all right. I got. Let me get these young sisters right over here. This is a beauty. Now, we're going over to 100. Psalms 100. And we're flipping these pages now. We're just flipping these pages over here. That's right. Now, mother, our phone's got to be on vibrate. I'm sorry.
Hold on, mother, be on silent.
We're rolling.
Thank you.
Now, hallelujah, what? And we're going to go to 100, verse 5.
100.
Verse 5, right there, sister. All right, take off.
I have Psalms 100, verse 5.
That's right.
For Yahuwah is good.
Who good?
Yahuwah.
That's right.
Is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
That's right. So Yahweh is good. Now, we going over there. So what you reading over there, brother? Faulty. Everybody should be ready. Go there. Call that out, and we gonna give everybody time to flip their pages over there.
Thank you. James in the back of the book.
going to James in the back of the book there.
Hallelujah.
To Israel. My answer is going to be in the back of the book. James chapter 2. And what verse do I need? What verse do I need? Can y'all help me out? Get the old seer out. What verse do we need in James? Chapter 2, I'm not going. By what? What verse do we need showing the kind of spirit we got to have? When the word. Where's my name? James chapter 2. And we're going to pick it up that verse number. Let's pick up that verse number. 19. We read down to it there, Brother Paul to Israel, James chapter 2, verse 19.
Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah,
Father. Everybody there, hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah, Father.
We'll read down from that. We'll get our point. We'll find our point here. The kind of spirit we got to have. 19.
Chapter 2, verses 19. Mm-hmm. Thou believe that there is one Yahweh.
Yeah.
Thou doest well.
So if you believe there's one Yahweh, you're doing well.
The devils also believe and tremble.
Well, we believe the devils do tremble. We don't need tremble. The devils do tremble. Go ahead.
But will thou know, O vain man.
O vain man.
That faith without works is dead.
So you have all the faith you want, but you gotta have a little bit of what? A little work. Right. You gotta have a little work with it.
Right.
You gotta have a little work. Oh, I believe. What works that be? I'm gonna read a little bit more, brother.
Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works?
Right.
When he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar. See, thou, verse 22, thou how faith wrought with this verse, and by verse was faith made perfect. Verse 23, and the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed Yahweh, and it was
Hold on, 5. Matthew 5 and 37. Hallelujah.
I have Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. But let your communication.
Let your communication.
Be ye.
Be yay, yay.
Yay. Yay, yay. Nay, nay.
Nay, nay.
For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil.
So my commentary will be, especially in Bible studies, and Sabbath days will be yay yay or nay nay. That means hallelujah, wrong, or zip the lip. And if we do anything past that, what do you say it is?
Comment of evil.
Comment of evil.
Hallelujah, wrong. So that's the rule of the regulation. Let our conversation be yay yay or nay nay. That means hallelujah, wrong. Hallelujah, wrong. Now because anything besides that, what do the Bible say it is?
Comment of evil.
That's Yahweh talking.
Hallelujah.
So once we get the rules and regulations of Yahweh, we can build a nation, and we'll have him in our conversation. Now come on back, Brother Israel, Brother F. Israel. Come on back, Brother F. Israel. Back with you at James chapter 1. So we got that out of the way. Now we're in verse 20. We're in James 1:20 now.
All
right. Well,
back to James.
Say what, mother? James. Say what?
James 1:20.
Meekness as well. I can get one more on that meekness.
Going to Galatians. Going to the book of Galatians. All right, Galatians chapter 5. Going to Galatians chapter 5. We're going to pick up at verse 22. Going to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22.
Hallelujah.
Y'all get there and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Going to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22.
Everybody there. There's some little grandbabies. They want to do some reading over here, too. There's
going to
be some grandbabies, bro.
Hey, well,
equipped.
Yeah, what? Yeah, what? Where we going to go ahead? Going to Galatians chapter 5. We're going to pick up at verse 22.
All right. Who want to do some reading?
Me.
You want to do some reading?
Chapter 11, verse 28 to 38. Got the motors working. Got a whole bunch of youth to go in. Come on.
Y'all just take notes now.
Depart from Yahweh, and his heart is turned away
from his maker. That means his mind gone from the maker. His mind ain't even know the maker no more. Y'all walk. Right? Because he got pride in him. And now it's that then.
Read verse 13.
Hallelujah.
Listen to this. For pride is the beginning of
sin.
Pride is the beginning of sin.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And he that hath it shall pour out abomination.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore Yahweh brought upon them strange
calamity.
That's right. Yes.
And we got Washington.
He gonna get you with that spirit. So we gotta practice not to have that spirit.
Hallelujah.
And he ain't gonna call for that.
Amen.
Meek spirit. Be always ready to teach and give a good answer. That's how we gotta do.
That's right.
Because one day we're gonna face our maker.
That's right.
He's gonna point back at all this good stuff at you.
Hallelujah.
What did you do? Did you have a combat or did you receive it with meekness and learn to help others? All right, back to the young line.
All right. So you about to type this red zero. All
right, so I got one.
That's right.
Alright, this pride also has a meaning as well too. Give me Colossians chapter 2, verse 18.
I'm going back to the regular book. Going back to the big book, right? Colossians.
What's another word for being pride?
Colossians.
Oh,
yeah.
Go over to Galatians and all that.
Keep going. Go back the other way.
Toward Revelation?
Yeah, toward Revelation. Yeah. It's over there by, what you call this? Philip.
I said, yeah, give me 1 second, I'll be there.
Philip.
I'm almost there now. Colossians, hallelujah, Paul. Colossians what? What was the Colossians what?
2:18.
Colossians 2:18.
We get to Israel.
Hallelujah, Paul.
I have Colossians. Chapter
2,
verse
18.
Let no man beguile you of your reward and involuntarily humility and worshiping of
angels,
intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind.
Hallelujah.
Continue reading.
Okay, that's all about. You have a fleshly mind, which is tossed up. Read 1 Corinthians 4:7. 1 Corinthians 4:7.
Come on, from Israel.
Make that verse 6.
1 Corinthians 4:6.
No, you from Israel.
I have 1 Corinthians 4:6. And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollo for your sake, that you might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. Hallelujah.
Psalm chapter 19, verse 7. The law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple.
Wise the what?
Simple.
Hallelujah.
You know, they say it all, you hear it all day long. And nobody's perfect. Don't we hear that? Nobody's perfect.
And the wise will be 9 o'clock in the morning having a Sunday morning church. That's going to be the wise. See that? Church on Sunday. That's wise. That's wise. Them the one wise. Making them simple. Mm-hmm. You got to keep the Saturday. Some said Friday, some said Saturday. That's the Bible.
Right.
Read that to the Israel on back up to Genesis chapter 2 and 3. Now why all these wise PhDs cannot see it? Genesis 2:3 to the Israel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Genesis chapter 2:3 reads.
Hey,
Brother
John,
let's
get that.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Genesis.
Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. You in the grass day.
You know what?
Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. And like I said, grass starts very early, so we're now. Before the hills,
then
it's on, just about went down. Hell, hell.
Hallelujah.
We got the ball game on, keep it running. But bottom line is, the best day is when the sun set on Friday to the sunset on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And what did y'all do that, Brother Israel, what did y'all do in 26:3 of our day? What we supposed to do then? Do we see the sun around on Friday? What are we supposed to do according to 26:3? I'll just back up with Brother Johnson in the 58th chapter, verse 12, down to verse 14 of Isaiah. What are we supposed to do?
Chapter 26:3.
Mm-hmm. When the sun set on Friday, whatever we was on, we'll push it aside. We'll wait till the sunset on that. Then we'll get picked back up on whatever we was doing. So, Brother Johnson, in the 58th chapter, verse 12 through 14 of Isaiah, what do it say, Brother Johnson?
Isaiah, chapter 58. Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 12 read, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste place.
So we got to build an old waste place.
Read.
All you press out and read.
Chapter 12, Isaiah 12. Thou shall raise up the foundation of many generations.
So when you keep your mind on Yahweh, you got an opportunity to work in, Brother Johnson.
Raise up many generations.
Raise up many generations.
And thou shalt be called it the repairer of debris.
And you shall be called the repairer of debris.
The restore of paths to dwell in.
Uh-huh. So that's not y'all. We got to restore a path to dwell in.
13. If thou turn away.
But if. What?
Thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath.
But if we turn our foot away from the Sabbath.
From doing thy pleasure.
So we're going to turn our foot from the Sabbath day and do our pleasure. Well, you know, I can't make every Sabbath. I'm going to turn my foot away from the Sabbath day. Go ahead.
On my righteous day.
Who day?
My righteous day.
On Yahweh's righteous day.
On Yahweh's righteous day.
So we're going to turn our foot away on Yahweh's righteous day.
And call the Sabbath a delight.
And call the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is what kind of day?
A delight.
It's a delight day. This day is a delight day. This is when you get all the wicked days in order by keeping the Sabbath day. Then you will kill all the sick days by calling the Sabbath day not a punishment. It is a what?
Delight.
Go ahead.
The righteous of Yahweh.
The righteous of this day is the righteous of who?
Yahweh. Honorable.
Because this day is what?
Honorable.
This is the honorable day right here.
And shall honor him.
And all we're going to do on this day is do what?
Honor him.
I don't care what's going on, how much trouble we was in for 6 days. We put all that aside on the Sabbath day and do what?
Honor him. Not doing thy own way.
Say, we don't do our own way. Where you know this came up. No. Yahweh said, don't do your own way. If you can't get it out the way in the 6 days, put it off. Make sure you get me right. That was Yahweh saying, Claire.
Nor finding thy own pleasure.
Don't find your own pleasure.
Nor speaking thy own words.
And don't speak your own words. That means hold back all combat.
That's right.
You are 12.
14.
Then.
So you got to do all that to get you a thing. Everything you read, then you got to do all that to get you a thing. Then what?
Then shalt thou delight thyself in Yahweh.
Then you shall delight yourself in Yahweh.
And I will cause thee to.
And I will. What?
cause thee to ride upon the high place.
I will cause you to ride upon the high place of what?
Of the earth.
Of the earth.
And feed.
And I will do what?
And feed thee.
And I will feed you.
With the inheritance of Jacob.
Of Jacob.
Thy father.
Thy father, which is Israel. Now who said that? Keep reading. Who said that? Keep reading.
Yahuwah the Father.
Keep reading.
For the mouth of Yahuwah hath spoken it.
For the mouth of Yahuwah hath spoken it.
Hallelujah.
So you're not
going to
be able to hear Yahuwah's mouth there, Brother Johnson. Let's go to 13:26-27. The people's mouth you can hear. You close the mouth you will hear pertaining to Yahuwah. We go on to Acts 13:26-27.
Repeat.
The closing mouth,
you will hear the Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. Going to
Acts 13:26-27,
Brother Johnson. Acts 13:26-27. And Brother Israel, have me Acts 3.
Acts 13:26-27. Verse 26 reads, men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham.
The bloodline of Abraham.
And whosoever
among the bloodline of Abraham,
among the bloodline of Abraham, among you feareth Yahuwah.
All of the bloodline of Abraham, whosoever among you that feareth Yahuwah,
to you is the word of this salvation sent.
To the children of the book, the children of Israel, the Israelites, this is sent to you.
For they that dwell at Jerusalem.
They that dwell at Jerusalem, which means Judah, southern kingdom.
Okay, for they that dwell at Judah, southern kingdom, and their ruler.
And to their ruler.
And to their ruler.
Yes.
Because they knew him not.
Because the rulers do not know him. They know him not.
Nor yet the voices of the prophets.
Oh, the voices of the prophets polluted with fear.
Nor yet the voices of the seers.
Okay. When do you hear the voices of the seers? He reads.
Which are read every Sabbath day.
Oh! You will hear the voice of the seer, and that's the closest thing you'll get to Yahuwah. When?
Every Sabbath day.
Every Sabbath day you hear the voice of the seer. Every Sabbath day you hear the voice of the seer. Every Sabbath day.
righteous seers which have been since the world began.
So when Yahweh had something to say, how did he speak
from his righteous seal?
Since when?
Since the beginning.
Since the beginning of the world. That's how he operates. Brother John.
Hallelujah.
Brother Israel. Acts chapter 3, 18 down verse 21. Acts chapter 3. Check it out, young man. 3:18-21. All right. Back of the brother John in the 12th chapter of the book of Hosea. I'm on verse 10 and 13. Had that waiting on Acts chapter
3.
Verses 18.
18 down to verse 21.
But those things which Yahweh Yahweh had shewed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Yahweh should suffer in behalf so fulfilled.
So we see the word prophet of Israel, it means seer, S-E-E-R. Next Sabbath day, we're going to break that down for you. It's telling you the word prophet. It means seer. Okay, verse 18. What does 19 say? 19 down to verse 21. Now start again. Call your verse out.
Verse 19.
What?
Chapter 3, verse 19.
What does it say 19?
Repent ye therefore as be perverted.
So you got to repent. Once you understand the rules and regulations, you got to repent and be converted. Is that what we're reading? Repent and be converted.
That your sins may be blotted out.
So your sins will be blotted out if you repent. After you find out the truth how this thing works, you got to repent to be converted, for your sins to be blotted out. Because a lot of times you say it goes the other way. No, it don't work that way.
That's right.
Now you read how it works. It tells you what he did since the foundation of man on the earth, how he operates. And once you find out about it, you got to repent for your sins to be converted. Go ahead.
Where the signs of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Yahweh.
And refreshing means eternal life. So you got to get this right to understand how he works. And he tell you how he works right now, go ahead.
And chapter 20, verse 20.
Chapter 3, verse 20.
And he shall send
Yahweh
the Son, which before was preached unto you.
All right, he's going to say Yahweh the Son do some teaching to you. And that's why he came and read Acts chapter 4 and started putting them both, I mean Matthew 4, putting them together. So he came and done some teaching. He came down here from the third heaven to do some teaching. Go ahead.
Whom the heavens must receive.
But the heavens have to receive it. Now, when did the heavens receive him, sister of Israel? What can we read where the heaven received him at? We're going to Acts chapter 1, verse 6. Sister Israel.
Hallelujah.
Let's see, when was all, when did the heaven receive him?
I have Acts chapter 1 verse 6. Mm-hmm. When they therefore were come together,
yes,
they asked of him, saying, Yahweh, wilt thou at this time restore again the king of the kingdom of Israel?
Also, the Yahweh is you restore the kingdom again back to Israel. So once on capital, you had the kingdom. Can you read?
Verse 7. He said unto them,
what?
It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power.
Okay, go ahead.
Verse 8. But you shall receive power after that the righteous spirit is come upon you.
He said to wait till you get the Holy Ghost, the righteous spirit. Before you, first of all, you got to get the some teaching in you. Now you gotta get to you. I got some teaching gotta be given to you. Go ahead and read.
And you shall be witnesses.
And you're gonna be the Jehovah's Witness. He said you Israelites, y'all gonna be the witness. Go ahead.
You shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem,
yeah,
and in all Judah.
In all Judah. Uh-huh.
And in Samaria.
In Samaria. North and in the kingdom of Israel.
And unto the uttermost part of the earth.
And the uttermost part of the earth is where we at right now. So we got to be a witness going on. So somebody got to do a little witness over this uttermost part. That's where we at right now.
Yeah.
Uttermost part. Right?
Verse 9. And when he had spoken these things.
And when he got to give them all that good instruction. But we got to give y'all good instruction. Now once he had spoken all these good talking. Go ahead.
While they beheld was taken up.
And while they beheld him, he was taken up. Now watch this old spaceship, this UFO coming in. That was the world chief, but let's see what's coming in. What? Restitution out of the name.
Look that up, brother.
Yeah, restitution.
Look at restitution.
Because you know you got a lot of people that be out in the PMC, they don't wait on my restitution.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Hey.
They know that word. They were out my restitution. Mm-hmm. Right? They use that word, restitution. You know what that word means? Last 5 minutes. Hey, Brother
Johnson,
you got my whole day waiting on it?
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. For
okay. I'm going to verse. Hosea 12. I'm going to 10 and 13.
Hosea.
Hold on.
I have also spoken.
I have